Celebrate America's 250th with Dish. For a limited time, get an extra $250 off when you sign up. Call 888-ADD-DISH or visit dish.com today and use code DISH250 to claim your $250 savings. That's 888-ADD-DISH. Offer ends August 12th. Terms apply.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
Mama, mommy, mamacita. That's it. Today, we're sitting down with three cast members with their Smosh moms. They're not regular moms, they're Smosh moms. It's Parents Week. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we've had parents on all week, and we're so excited to have them. Our first guest, Ellen Spencer's mom. Can we give a clap? Can we give a clap?
Thank you.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. How are you feeling? You're on the couch with your son.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been fun.
This is probably the scariest for you because this is really like, it's about you. Like, there's not a game
to play. Does Spencer tell you how you feel often? Yeah.
No, Ellen? Now I feel differently than when you first asked me.
Spencer. No,
I feel like I'm always telling y'all how to feel. I'm like, okay, excited.
That's how I feel. Oops.
You raised a controlling man. How is that going?
No, he's not,
just
thankfully.
Kidding. He's very sweet.
He's very sweet.
Look at you guys in your jeans.
I know.
Accident.
I had a different coat on, and then I was like, oh, I don't like denim on denim. But I'm like, well, Spencer does denim on denim, and here I am.
No, you look good. Denim on denim. I've never done it.
This is my first.
Whoa, this is your first denim on denim?
No, have you ever seen me in denim on denim?
Spencer
never.
Sleeps in denim on denim.
I know, I know. I know he does.
He wears it often.
Yeah, he wears, yeah.
We have Arasha and her beautiful mom, Sophie.
Hi. Yay. Thank you.
How are you doing? It's good. Intense, no?
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I'm very, very excited, yeah. But nervous too.
Yes. Nervous because you're worried about what Arasha's going to say about you.
What? Not there. She Wait. Have to be nervous at what I'm going to say.
Yes.
And I am.
Because
I, am.
I don't have any filter. Good. I'm just going to say it.
That's what I want. I do actually have a first question right off the bat.
Oh my God.
Arasha likes to do some pranks and a little bit of lying. Was she like that as a kid?
I don't think so. Did any prank?
It's all
no,
a lie.
No,
never.
She's a very good kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She's a very good kid.
Yes, okay. Yes. Do you do pranks?
No. I'm a very good mom, too.
Okay, wow, this is what I'm going to get today. I got it.
Mom, you were literally lying the entire time yesterday.
What is it?
You were like, I love video games. And then we cut, and she was like, I hated that.
No, I said, like, after the camera, like, not on the camera.
Yeah.
That's not a plan.
So when the camera is rolling, you're lying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And I believe that.
And yes. Me too.
Yes.
You're a professional. So,
yeah, we are doing our job.
We have Olivia and her beautiful mom, Christine.
Mama.
I asked Olivia, I said, is it Christine? Do you go by a nickname? And Olivia just said mama. So I think Olivia only calls her mom mama. Is that right?
I love mama. And once I go like little baby mode, I'm just like mama.
Olivia likes to be in baby mode. Before we started rolling, you were putting on cute little cheek blush on your mama?
Yes, always.
Always?
Well, my mom used to do my makeup too.
When she was a little.
Oh.
When I used to go to dance recitals, rehearsals.
Yeah. Did you teach her how to do makeup?
No.
Oh.
She liked to do her own. Always. She said, Mom, I can do better without you.
Wow. And you look beautiful.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
I know we don't have anyone fixing your hair, but you don't need it.
I know, I was kind of like, where's hair and makeup? But you know.
No, truly.
Okay, you can't say that.
Oh, whoops. Okay, scratch that.
This man is controlling you yet again. What is happening? He can't help it. He's a games director.
But it's a kind controlling if there's such a thing.
It is, and you're kind of like, I will give you all my money.
Yeah, I never get mad at him.
You've never been mad at Spencer? That's a lie.
I've never been mad at you.
Wait, you just said that you've gotten mad at him when he wouldn't stop, you know, crying as baby, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we don't talk about that.
Yeah, no.
No, yeah, I mean, look.
It's kind of different. Like, he couldn't help himself then.
True. He's a baby.
But as a
grown
person, no, even as a kid, elementary, no, he was very I know. Because everybody's like, oh, he's not going to want to hug you. And I mean, am I allowed to say this? He even hugged me in middle school.
Oh my God. Wait, that's so sweet.
And ready for this?
Tell me. Tell me.
I would wear a Lily Pulitzer dress and he'd wear the matching tie.
That was actually really hard for me.
Oh, whoops.
Like
oh,
that, well. That
wait,
I, like,
what?
I didn't know.
Whenever we had
he
to
acted
like
it was fine.
Oh, no.
Because
really?
Make you happy.
Yeah. Anytime we had to like match.
I don't have a good memory.
That.
No, you're
there,
fine.
There are definitely times. But luckily, you know, I know some moms will like kind of remember things.
Wait, that's really cute.
Like, well, they'll like remember things differently. But yours, I don't feel like it's ever like malicious.
So it was hard for you to wear the same tie as her dress.
Yes, I did not like that.
Are you learning this for the first time, Ellen?
I am.
No, I didn't like anything Lily Pulitzer that like those patterns are not.
They're bright, like fuchsia
and Florida.
You live in Florida. Everybody has to wear that.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so if you were to describe Olivia to your friends, what would you say about her? Like a few words.
She's very spoiled kids.
What
they're all,
the
they're
hell?
Spoiled kids.
Very spoiled?
This is why I love talking to moms, because they don't care.
She always, sometimes, and not always, sometimes, she got attitude.
Wait,
no matter good or bad.
Wait, wait.
She got attitude. Got an attitude.
Yes, yes, yes.
But always after a few seconds, she come down, she say, sorry, mama.
Wait, mom.
I love you.
She smoothed it over.
I think she misheard the question.
No, she did not.
Mom, I'm going to reiterate again. She asked, what would you tell your friends about me? And that's, you said spoiled?
Yes.
Attitude. I would say
a good attitude.
And it could be, look at that. You read it negatively. That's crazy, Olivia.
What about spoiled?
You're very spoiled.
In what way, Mom?
The way you're talking to me now.
Yes. And you also like amazing things. You like good food. You like good shoes. There's nothing wrong with liking
look at our
quality
shoes.
Things. You guys also have matching shoes. You guys are do you guys have the same size shoe?
Almost same
almost
size.
What
same
size?
Four and a half.
Okay.
Or actually, this is 4.5. I'm 5.
So I'm double your size shoe. That's yours for me to take in.
Are you 10?
I'm a 10. I'm just going to file that away.
Mom, let me go back again. Are you sure those are the things that you would describe to your friends about your daughter?
Yeah. Spoiled. You need to look at a different way. What do you mean spoiled kids? Okay. When you were little kids, you almost have everything you want.
Yes.
That's true.
Right? That's not a spoiled?
That is a spoiled.
I'm getting roasted right now.
Wait, did you assume your mom was going to say something different?
Yeah, I thought she was like, Olivia's the kindest person I know. She has a huge heart.
Wait a minute. You don't let me finish my sentence.
Yes, good,
oh,
good, good.
Okay.
Yes, good. Nice. Okay. Redemption.
Yeah, I want to say she's very spoiled. She got attitude, but she is very big heart and soft-hearted girl.
Yes. Yes, she is.
I am.
She's very, very giving.
She's a giving person.
She lets everyone know how much she loves them. And it's really, really nice. It's very special.
And she's tiny, tiny body
she's
girl.
She's tiny, very tiny body.
But she's very independent girl.
Yes. Big heart, tiny body. Tiny little feet, big soft heart. How would Arasha describe you to others? If she were to be like, oh my God, you have to meet my mom. She's this, this, and this.
She gonna say like my mom is a perfect mom, like a fun. You're gonna say this,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course. And that's what she said before you got here.
That is what I told everybody.
Fun, it was loving, caring.
Fun, loving, caring, perfect.
Yes.
What else?
She's my mom.
Yes. And what about vice versa?
I hear my mom do it all the time because she has a salon.
Yes.
She owns her own salon.
I have Sophie's Hair Salon.
Sophie's Hair Salon. This baddie's an entrepreneur. Okay.
Yes.
She's of course she is.
Yeah, of course
this
she
makes
is.
Makes sense to me.
Come on now.
Hello.
Yes. Every
she's
time,
running Texas.
She's running it. No, absolutely. Like follow it on Instagram @Sophie_hair_salon.
And we love underscores.
And we love underscores
yes.
over here. No, it's awesome. She'll just like take like pictures and just immediately upload them without the caption. And I'm like,
oh my God, we love no caption. You know how cool that is?
No, seriously.
Because people go, I don't know what's happening here, but I know this person is cool.
No,
yeah.
The algorithm is scared
it.
Of her. Like she posts just like
I
three,
don't get it.
Four.
I don't
and
get
they're
it.
Like, all right, we'll serve it. But at her salon, every single time I visit too, and she has photos of of me and Faisal everywhere. And every, like, I step in and immediately she's like, she's my daughter, she's my daughter. And she's my, and he's my son, he's my son. The way that I already hear my mom talk about us is that she just feels so proud, which really does, like, it makes me, like, feel so emotional because I do remember that we've always been close, we've had our challenges. But for me, I would say it really just felt like a lack of understanding growing up from both ends, not just, like, you know, me trying to, you know, teach my mom about, like, what I needed and stuff, but I was also failing to understand, like, where she was coming from. It's like that realization that we all make as young adults of, like, wait, my parents are people. They're not just,
you're like, huh?
Parents.
You were a kid once?
Right.
No.
There was like a whole, like, my mom was like 25 when she had me, 26 or something, or 27 24. Actually. Or when you had Paya, right?
24.
So 27 when you had me. So my mom was like my age when she had me. It's crazy to think that, like, every, all the experiences that I've had before in my entire life is what my mom had before I even entered the picture.
This episode of Assumptions is sponsored by Stitch Fix. I was feeling like my wardrobe needed some new pieces. I was so bored of my clothes and needed to feel inspired again. I mean, I've been wearing the same clothes over and over and over again. That's why I use Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix does the work for me and only requires a few easy steps. I fill out a style quiz that asks questions about my budget, size, and style. Then I get paired with a stylist who is a human, and they help curate the perfect fix box filled with options for all occasions. I try on the clothes in the comfort of my home, and I return what doesn't work for me. Free shipping on returns is included. But I'll be honest, I never have much to return because I love what my stylist selected for me. They build a whole look from head to toe, so I don't have to think about piecing everything together. And this isn't just for ladies. Stitch Fix offers fix boxes for men, women, and kids. Get started today at stitchfix.com/assumptions to get $20 off your first order, and they'll waive your styling fee. That's stitchfix.com/assumptions. Now, back to the show.
So, are you guys have a close relationship now?
Celebrate America's 250th with Dish. For a limited time, get an extra $250 off when you sign up. Call 888-ADD-DISH or visit dish.com today. And use code DISH250 to claim your $250 savings. That's 888-ADD-DISH. Offer ends August 12th. Terms apply.
Your package says delivered. But delivered where exactly? The hallway? The lobby? Your neighbor's apartment? Instead of playing detective with your deliveries, get a mailbox at the UPS store. We'll sign for your packages, text you when they arrive, and keep your deliveries low-key under lock and key. Get 3 months free mailbox services with a new annual agreement at the UPS store. For full details and to get your coupon, visit theupsstore.com/offer.
Yes.
Okay.
The hesitation.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
You always kind of have that when you were growing up.
You know, actually, my mom was just kind of talking about it outside that, you know, we were always close, and my family as a whole, we've always been a unit, but we also definitely went through a lot of challenges together because we, all of us were born in India, mm-hmm. but then we immigrated to San Antonio, and you were kind of saying, too, like, it was a stark difference because Bhaiya and I were, like, 2 and 4, but you and Dad were, like, well into your adult lives, which made for a bit of, like...
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
But it was, it made, like, you know, a little bit of a difference in our opinions and sort of our upbringing.
What were the main assumptions of them being adults having younger kids?
Like, for me, especially, like, I came from a very small town. Mm-hmm. And coming in, like, this big country and seeing, like, a different things and growing up the kids here, it's totally challenging.
Yeah.
And especially, I'm going to say this, like, having girl is more challenging. So we have so many issues.
Yep.
Like, I'm like an Indian mom. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm growing in America.
American teenager.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. Yes. It was rough.
Whoa. So it's always like my way.
Yeah.
And then mom is like, no.
My way.
My way.
No, yeah. It's my house.
Yes.
My
exactly.
way.
Right.
So we had those situations when she was growing. Mm-hmm. But soon she came in high school. We both decided, like, let's come in between. Mm-hmm. We can talk. Mm-hmm. And then here we are.
Like, of course, now when you grow up, you realize, like, that your best friend was living with you the whole time.
Would you consider your mom your best friend?
I mean, definitely.
Are you sure?
Of course. Am I your best friend?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I have two best friends, okay?
Okay, tell me.
One her and one my son.
Okay, and so which one's your better best friend?
Oh, come on, like, don't say that. Top? No, no, no.
Okay.
Okay, right, okay.
Let me tell you.
You can right
tell me when the cameras are off.
Right now, she's my best friend.
Okay, right now, yeah.
And then we cut the camera, and then we're going to get another answer.
We love it. Would you consider your mom one of your best friends? Okay.
This is weird. But I mean...
I think you...
It's not written on here. That was just me.
No, okay. But like...
I needed to understand if you were a boy mom.
Because to me, that doesn't feel like the right term at all.
No, it seemed... It's like I always said I'm not your friend, but if you needed anything, I trust you with my whole...
Yeah, like you've... And you've always been able to, like, almost to a crazy degree, been able to kind of pull anything out of me.
I bet you're good at that, too.
I bet you kind of
have... By accident, I get people to tell me anything.
Me, too. That's why I walk out of the bathroom with someone, and they're like...
Yeah.
So...
But you know what I think? Yeah. It's because we share. Like, I share even, like, mistakes that I make, or...
Me, too. And then they go, they feel very seen.
And they're like, oh, that happened to me. But they're like, I've never told anybody that. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, you know? That happens to me all the time. And I'm not sharing it to try to get them to share.
No, it's by accident.
Sharing it because it... Yeah.
And I think that's part of it. I think there is clearly no malicious intent
right.
behind y'all's... The way you are interacting with... Okay.
You guys are learning as you go.
Have you heard of, like, boy moms?
Yes.
Yes.
Amanda plays a boy mom.
But your mom could be a boy mom.
So we have talked about this.
Oh, you, I think, like, maybe I am.
It's okay.
No, it's you are not...
You are not that type of boy mom.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference between being, like, loving and maternal versus, like, the possessiveness of
my
a boy
mom. My son is dating me first and foremost.
Exactly.
Oh, no,
like,
no,
there
no.
is...
He's my first love.
Like, he's my date to the dance. Like, yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. And they don't even want him to go away to college and stuff.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm like...
You guys are like, great, go.
Yeah, I can tell you're a different vibe.
She's
not a boy mom. No, I can
tell. Okay, so
immediately.
She's a mother of a boy.
She didn't want to wear the jean jacket. She wore it because she wanted to match you for fun.
Yeah.
Not because she showed up here in full jeans.
He might be a mama's boy.
I would agree. Yeah.
You are a mama's boy.
But again, in a nice
way.
Don't you want that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But I really want my son to be like really also into his dad as well.
Oh, yeah. No, like, I love like.
I want to share the wealth.
It's even. It's very even.
Well, I kind of.
No, I
talk
like,
to me more about that.
I get a lot from both my parents. Like they're you know very different, but you know it's you pull so much from both without even realizing.
But it's like I always feel loved. I mean, I have two daughters too, and they love me. I know, but I feel like he really loves me.
Yeah, daughters don't always show it.
Damn.
Listen, I come from four sisters.
Yeah,
we don't always show it because we like to hold grudges.
Yes,
for like years.
Yes. Well, his one sister's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She holds grudges.
Yeah. She has no filter.
We had Angela record a video for her, and it's going to be her life.
She lost
her mind. Angela's my sister's favorite. Yeah.
I could do a video for her if you wanted that.
Honestly, that would be if you do like a better video.
Yeah, she loved you guys before even he worked here, and she's a Good Mythical Morning-aholic. Yeah, we went and saw Good Mythical Morning in New York before, like years ago, and I don't even know what I was getting into.
Is that why Spencer wanted to get this job?
No, I don't think.
It was kind of an accident.
Yeah.
Really?
I was 25, though.
Whoa.
Damn.
Which is young.
Yeah, I had mine at 37.
Yeah.
That's
See, I mean,
crazy.
But that's normal now.
It is normal
It's very normal, but...
Good for you.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was going to do.
25 is... I mean, look, I feel like even for back then, that was maybe not older, but like, you know, that was like, yeah, like about time.
Right.
We're now,
but it's like I really wanted a girl because I'm like, what am I going to do with a boy?
Hang
I
out.
I had no
but
idea.
But then look,
and
I know.
Then,
same.
Yeah, because how do you change your diaper? What clothes do they wear? What?
How often do they pee on you?
Yeah.
I know that babies will like they shit up their back.
Oh my God.
My son did that this morning.
Yeah, it's terrible.
My son did that 3 hours
Literally,
ago.
It is terrible because they're sitting there like, and you're like. No.
That is my favorite thing. Like, you'll see it in, like, home movies where it's, like, the camera will pan over it, and you can just tell the kid is pooping. Like, actively pooping, like, in his diaper. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, nothing.
Now, how would you describe your mom?
Very spoiled. A lot of attitude.
Be real.
No. My mom is the strongest, most independent, most generous, big-hearted tiny compassionate body. Person. I think growing up, my mom always taught me these three things where it's, well, she taught me a lot of things, but she's always said to take care of others, take care of yourself, and take care of the world, meaning like animals, plants. Mm. You have a duty to mm-hmm. take care of this earth that we live on, and you have a duty to be a good citizen
She's
and a good friend.
Right,
and You're yeah, well. Right, Mom? Yeah.
Thank you. Did you know that she was going to say that about you?
I was thinking she may say something different, like what kind of area you want me to be better, Mom?
Oh, no, Mom, you're the most perfect mom.
Oh.
No, you've literally, and she always said it is, it's important to, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
I love
and
that.
And to treat every single person you meet the same.
Same.
Feel that.
And I'm really proud of myself that I think I've really tried to inherit that. And my mom.
You're very smart.
My mom is very smart. Her IQ, her brain, yeah. She's just so smart. She thinks literally steps ahead. And is very dynamic in her thought process.
Be honest with you, before pandemic, I was good. After pandemic,
why?
Because I think I got a COVID once. Mm. I think it damaged my brain.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like a long COVID?
Yes, until now.
Do you feel like sometimes you're like, what? What is that? Like,
yeah.
What?
Mom, don't lie, because we play this game called Cambio. Okay, and she memorized everyone's
Assume
cards.
Assume I know what that means.
Oh,
what is it?
Cambio is a game, and it's just like a memorization game. Anthony knows, but my mom will remember everyone's cards. And yesterday when we shot the Mahjong one,
yes,
don't let her fool you. She remembers everyone's tiles and what tiles are on the table.
Oh, I can tell. The thing is, I think there's an assumption about very kind people, but I can tell that you are smart. You're a killer in a good way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's also a businesswoman, so like
look at her.
No, no. Like she's very kind and very sweet now. But growing up, she was really terrifying.
She's so serious. I should say I was tough.
Yes.
In a good way.
Yes.
Because I got a tiger dad.
You got a tiger dad.
Yes.
My
Explain
grandpa.
That to me.
He's like that. Squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
He's like a squirrel.
Okay.
And everything, I have to follow his law.
He's kind of straight. He's kind of like type A, yes. Like,
yeah.
This is my way.
When I look back now, I really appreciate my dad did
yeah.
whatever did it to me. Mm-hmm. So make me independent,
yep.
strong. But I want to give credit to Olivia. She makes me a better person, a better mom.
I love that.
Really?
See? She came in with a sour and now she's giving you the sweet. So I do have a question. What is it like having your child on Smosh? Like in the comedy world, you know, on the internet, doing wild things, lots of fans. Like what is that like?
First, let me be honest with you.
Please.
I was very, very scared
yes.
to send Arasha in this profession.
Yes.
Because I was thinking like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Like I want you to go somewhere, like make your other, choose other profession, do
yeah.
something else. Because like, in theater, what are you going to do?
It's unknown.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then again, we had good talk as a good mom and daughter. And
yes.
then she's here. And I'm so, so proud of her. Mm. And I'm telling you, like, I'm proud to be wrong. That I was thinking that she's not going to make it or she's not going to do it anything. But I'm so happy that I was wrong.
That is like the
yes.
That is the sweetest thing any yes. mom could ever say.
I know. So I told her so many times. Like, I'm happy to be wrong.
I love
And
that.
She's doing very, very good. And I'm so proud of her.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes.
Very sweet.
Yes.
Now, if she wasn't an actor, what profession would you want her to be?
Who, me?
Yeah.
You're talking me?
Yeah. What profession would you want Arasha
what
to be?
What should I have done?
Yeah.
Right now, she's good. I don't want to choose any other profession for her.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're saying I'm locked in?
Yes, you
that
are.
Answer
I taught
is
her that
done.
Yesterday. Taught her that yesterday.
Yeah. What else did you teach her? Locked in? Wait.
Mom, you remember
do
what
you
else
like
did you
locked
learn?
In?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And what else did you learn?
Before when I was like, no, I don't want to lock in.
She didn't want to lock in, but now she's like, I'm locked in.
And she knows all the terms now, Mom. What else? Remember this one?
Right now.
The numbers?
What are you, what? Oh, God.
5-6?
No, not 5-6.
No.
Close.
No.
You gotta go one more higher, remember? 5.
Okay, come on.
Okay, all right. We'll get there.
It's 6-7. And you made me do it. That's the thing.
I know. I didn't do it. No, I didn't want to as well.
I didn't
want
to do it, but I keep doing it.
I also didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And yet I brought it up.
Okay, so locked in 6-7. What else? Anything
give
else?
Give it some time.
Yeah, give it some time.
Yeah.
LA is a crazy place.
Yes, very much.
Yeah.
No, okay. Can I tell a funny story about Spencer going
always,
to the bathroom with his diaper?
Please. Okay.
He was getting potty trained. And
cute.
He could barely talk. He'd be like, in the woods. And he'd want to go outside in the woods and go to the bathroom.
Want to
shit diaper.
In the woods.
Want to shit in the woods.
You remember? Oh. I mean, you probably don't remember this.
I've
Redneck
I've,
Riviera.
No, this was,
to
this
you.
Was Virginia.
This is Virginia.
Oh, my God.
The forests of Virginia.
This Virginia.
You took your first potty trained poop in the forests of Virginia?
Yes. But Virginia is pretty redneck. Yeah, we were also kind of in the boonies.
Yeah.
So that's why you wanted to take your first
poop in the woods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how did that go?
Poop in the woods if you must.
No, he would do it what he would say. It wasn't his first time. That's what he would do. He preferred to go out in the woods with nobody watching him. You were very private.
I literally.
He seems very private.
Yeah.
We ran into each other in the bathroom.
Yeah, we did. That was so fun.
So you haven't really been using the bathrooms. This is the last time we talked about
it. He loves talking about the bathrooms. They're co-ed.
They're co-ed.
Yeah, I saw that. So I love that.
Yeah, me too. And I was in the bathroom. I don't know what I was doing. I was touching my hair or something like that. What am I saying?
Powdering
Why is this getting
nose,
worse?
Yeah.
I keep trying to make it chill and it keeps getting worse. Anyways, I was in the bathroom washing my hands like an adult. And you walk in and it was like, hey. And I was like, yeah. Hey.
We hugged.
We did not hug.
Something that, like, sorry to bring this to you
uh-oh.
Two.
See?
I was saying,
I know.
Yeah. But I think you two are very similar. And this is even as, like, but there is, you guys will always walk out with a friend wherever you go, I would say.
Yes.
It's true. Why? It happens.
I mean, I'm like, what's in my pocket? And they're different cards from people that have given me cards. And
what kind of cards?
You know, like
business cards.
Like, right? I meant,
oh, they're giving you business cards.
But like her flight attendant, like, you know, the lady, like, you know.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
And I think, here's my, I'm theory crafting
oh,
here.
Oh, gosh, okay.
It's the naivete that both of y'all, maybe that's a bad, that has negative connotations. Like, you're always walking into a conversation to learn and to get to know the person genuinely. And I think people are always kind of taken aback by that because it's always like, hey, like,
so this is actually good because my first question was like, how would your child describe you? We don't need to.
Okay.
But how would your kid describe you to other people? Like how would he describe you to me? And I think I kind of got it. Naive. Like Amanda.
Yeah.
Sociable.
What a compliment.
Yes.
Very, you immediately connect. You're like,
you're
extroverted. You immediately connect and you want to know, you're like very present.
Oh, thank you.
That's also what I feel.
You're always telling me to be present.
Well, it's like
I love being
that
on my
book,
phone.
The Power of Now, I'm telling you.
Power of Now is a great book.
It is.
Eckhart Tolle.
Did he do The Secret as well?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Do you know what The Secret is?
Manifestation, right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of. But I mean, it's just how life is, you know? You get what you give back, for sure.
Yeah. I think that's why you're
and
so-
And if you don't get what you give back, then it's also okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to
cope.
Carry on.
You're amazing.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Well.
No, seriously, you are. That's why I love Spencer. I feel very connected with Spencer.
I do.
And he gives great hugs, so I can see why he would
no,
still
he really does.
Hug you.
He really
when he
does.
Was older. Did he ever get like embarrassed when you drop him off at school?
No.
That I also agree with. Like I think I was always very proud of having a mom that one, I think everyone liked you.
Thank you.
So that made me proud of like, well, like everyone who and it wasn't like, like my mom, who everyone likes more than me, it was just like, oh, like what a cool thing to have, like a mom that everyone loves and like wants to legitimately engage with.
When Arasha was little, what did you assume they'd be like as an adult? Did you assume that they would be like this, like really into theater, very outgoing, lies a little bit, does full pranks? No. What did you assume they would be like?
See, again, I told you, like I'm coming from the India,
a small town.
Yeah, small town, and the culture is different.
Yeah.
So when we came here, like I always want, like I used to be think that like, you know, my kid's going to be go to school, get the graduation, get married. And yeah, again, I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, hopefully I'll get married sometime.
Yeah, you're going to be get married, but with this profession,
yes,
right?
Yes. But I'm
do you
not
know
engaged.
About her married prank? Do you know
yes,
about her?
I
you were involved.
Yes,
you were
of course,
involved.
Of course. Amanda, I was involved too. Yeah.
Amanda was one of the people we pranked, Mom. So twice. We got her.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Terrible. Oh, it was terrible. God. I was like, sorry. She's going to get married on 420 in the Boston Aquarium? I literally asked her, I said, because I'm from Boston, I was like, where is there a space in the aquarium for an event like that?
And she was on board. And she didn't even like ask any questions either. I was like, Mom, so like, we're going to do this. And she was like, okay, and you can FaceTime me.
I trust her. I believe on her. Whatever she do, I'm always on her side. If wrong, right, I don't care. I'm always with her. Yes.
And, you know, you're really not seeing the—
She's locked in right
you're
now.
Not see, she's locked in.
Let me tell you, she's locked in.
You're not seeing, like, the side of her that schemes. She is so great.
She's very good.
She is so great, but she's also a little bit of a prankster.
No,
that's
I'm
what
not.
I asked in the beginning.
She.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
She's lying.
Listen, you can choose to believe me, who I've given you no reason.
I don't want to do this. This always happens. I always feel like I'm choosing A or B with Arasha. Like,
yes.
I feel like I'm on Jeopardy. Like, it's like if I choose the wrong thing, I'm going to get voted out.
No, and there's no stakes.
What prank has she done?
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
What I did, Arasha?
Okay. No, here's a little thing that she'll do. It's like little things that she'll do. We're like, we'll be at somebody's house and we'll have like food catered. And then, like, guests will arrive, and my mom will be like, I cooked, I made this food.
And of course I cooked, Arasha.
We catered the food. What do you mean?
Where you did that, Arasha?
In Canada.
Okay, can you just close this? I'll talk more.
Close the camera. You guys will talk.
Close the camera.
Shut all these cameras down. Let's have a conversation. Yeah.
See, she's, like, she's an even better liar because she's that much more locked in.
I actually don't think she's lying. I think you're the only one lying here.
Thank
That's
you.
What's crazy.
Thank you. I like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're
I like
my
you
third
too.
Best friend now.
Okay, see, that's what she does. That's what
I'm
she does. She sweetens
friend.
The deal. She's like, she's going around the office. She's like, what are you going to give me if I mention you in the video?
Arasha, you are the same person.
Okay, but
see, I like you more now.
Yeah, thank you. I'm the second best friend. I'm sorry. I outwin your brother.
I'm just saying you see where I get it from.
Yes, no, of course. You guys are very similar. Look how cute you guys are. Oh. What did you assume Olivia would do when she got older?
Chinese parents always want kids to be the opposite of the parents.
Really?
Or the better vision of the parents. For example, my dad, for some reason, he couldn't go to college.
Okay.
So he wanted me, I got a twin brother. My father wanted my brother and me
to go to college.
Mm-hmm. So I want Olivia to be like an attorney. And I remember Olivia say something. She's very smart. She talked to her dad. She said, Dad, because her dad wanted her to go to Harvard.
I was going to go to Smosh University. You know, I actually told
really
him I went to
school.
Smosh University.
What did your dad want you to go to college?
I don't know.
Her dad wanted her to go to the top 5 college. And what did she talk to her father?
What did I say?
She said, Dad, don't think I'm going to do that. If you really want to make another baby. He gonna do that or she gonna do that, but don't.
See?
I said that.
You were always going to go into Smosh University.
You know what's funny?
Heart,
like,
yes.
Like growing up too, like we grew up in a very academic community.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So all of my friends, we all went to SAT prep.
Yeah.
We went to ACT prep. We
okay.
had tutors. Like okay. my mom.
I never pushed you.
Mom, I was in a lot of SAT prep classes.
Without
I was there and you guys worked so hard so I can have these extra.
So you're spoiled.
Yes, I was very spoiled. I had like.
No, I understand.
I was so lucky that I had these access to extra things to help me get to a. Like a place where I can, you know.
Of comedy.
Of comedy at Smosh University.
Regarding this, regarding Smosh University, I have story. One story.
I love to hear it.
I don't know if you remember. Back then, 12 years ago, she told me, Mom, I want to quit my college. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, give me the reason why you want to quit.
Because Ian and Anthony asked me to.
That's why I say she's very smart. She told me, she said, Mom, they are 95% people, they go to college. But they are maybe less 5% people can go to Smosh.
I don't remember saying that.
You don't remember that? I remember like yesterday.
Jeez,
and she told me, Mom, you should be proud of me. I am the 5%. One of 5%.
You actually really are smart. The way that you are presenting things to authority is incredible.
That's why I say, okay, you can quit your college and I'm proud of you. She made me proud of her.
Is that true?
Yes. I remember like yesterday. I remember where you told me.
Where were we?
That was the house in.
No way, Mom.
In
so
the
she
living
is proud
room.
Of you.
Yes, you tried
no,
to convince
Mom,
me.
No, Mom, we've already moved to blank.
Was
it was not because okay, we so, literally
okay. Okay.
Don't say.
Okay, so where?
So okay, we don't live in any
all,
of these
we're
places.
We're gonna cut all the locations.
So whatever the house, part of the house, living okay. room.
I don't remember this.
Oh, I remember like yesterday.
She says the address again.
This is how she remembers it really well because that was her.
Really?
That was the moment.
That's the way she convinced me.
Yeah.
I had to convince you? Yes. I thought you kind of let me do whatever I wanted.
Because I want to say, please finish your college. Oh. You have a lot of a chance to change, whatever, but finish your college first. Yeah. But you say, Mom,
you and Anthony are calling.
Is there a moment from your childhood, Spencer, that you feel like your mother remembers differently?
I mean, so I told you the story, and I think we can tell the story because I kind of don't remember the story.
I know what it is. I'm
so,
guessing.
Yeah, it was after. Yeah, and let me retell the story. But yeah, look at you. Yeah, this was we went to Catholic church.
Oh,
growing
yep.
up.
Oh yeah, of course. Me too. Hello.
Yeah.
The Lord is with us.
Yeah. Yes,
and also with you.
Yeah.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. And also with you. My God. I hated turning around to older adults and going, peace be with you.
That's the only part I like.
What? Oh, because you love to connect.
I'm like, oh my God. I can't wait to like.
Hosanna in the Highest?
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. I can sing that whole song. And I
love
that.
Oh, I love that song.
Me too.
I was in the church choir.
Oh my gosh.
I was an altar boy.
Wow. Did you like doing that?
Oh, I hated it.
I knew
every
you were gonna say that.
Second
I
of
hated it all too.
Did you hate
I hated
it all too?
It all. I did it because when I got married, I said I would raise the kids Catholic. So I did.
And you but didn't
every,
want to.
I mean, this is terrible. But yeah, no, I don't like. I don't.
The church isn't watching this.
No, okay, I'm not a fan.
But he's watching.
But you know.
Ooh,
what?
That's good.
No, you're good.
Yeah,
you're good with your son. You're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, what's this?
Oh yeah, story.
After church, everyone's gathered for donuts and lemonade from Winn-Dixie,
which is amazing.
It had rained,
yes.
And there was and the whole there's basically a quad, I would say.
Oh, this gives me anxiety.
And so it was all wet, like it was all damp, and there were hundreds of frogs in there. And you were talking, I think was it Father Craig?
It was Father Craig, and it was a group of people in a circle, and he was in his like white. Regalia.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was playing with the frogs and something so I don't know if this makes the story better, but the frogs were
teeny.
Minuscule. They were probably this
probably
big.
Probably gonna make the story worse.
And
no, it's kind of better with some.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm picturing like a full size frog.
She
like,
supports you even through this.
Yeah. And I was probably 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And something compelled me, as you maybe had turned.
Yeah, Christ.
Lord compelled me to.
Or the devil.
Or the devil. And was, they're everywhere, yes. honey.
The devil compelled him on the
I was compelled to throw the frog onto the concrete, killing the frog instantly. And I think my mom was rightly.
That's the first trait of a serial killer.
Well, that's what I thought. Because my mom, like, is majorly into psychology. Our whole family is. So
same.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Of course.
I mean.
First signs.
And I'm like, he's turned.
Of course.
And so
and there's a time when they turn.
It took a couple years for me to be like, okay, he's going to be okay.
So every time you fed him breakfast, you're like,
no, like, cause you know, you read about being mean to animals.
Of course.
And he had never, animals like number one.
Yeah. And I was like, oh shit. You know,
did you talk to him after that?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like it was serious. And also I was embarrassed too.
Yeah. Cause Father Craig was there.
Yeah. Father Craig.
And what did he say? He said he should come in.
He said, forgive you.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He said, you should come in and, you know, talk to me about your sins.
No, I don't think he, I think.
Confession.
He's like, kids.
So we've decided that Spencer isn't a serial killer.
Yes, I can say it now.
I don't think I ever demonstrated. No. And I still, to this day,
why did you do it?
That's the big mystery. I truly do not know what happened.
Did you try to save the frog and throw it onto the concrete to get it out of the mush?
Yeah, I was like,
no.
No, like there were no mental gymnastics. I think it was just a simple, like, what would happen if...
Well, I think, too, is somebody was, if I remember this correctly, somebody was talking to you. So it wasn't like even, everybody was looking at him. I think somebody said, what are you having in your hand or something
nothing.
Like that.
Oh, and you threw it? Oh. Yeah.
So it wasn't like, it was the star of that little conversation.
I do remember eyes being on, like I remember a reaction.
Yeah.
But now you feel, maybe after that incident, do you feel a little bit like, I got you, we're closer now?
No.
No.
That shit did not bring us together.
No, I mean years later, right?
Oh, no, yeah. And I mean, I mean, I'm joking about the 2-year thing, but I was a little, your son did that, you'd be like, what the f***?
Oh, literally. Yeah. Literally. If he was in the backseat of the car and I'm driving and he's just staring at me, I'm like, oh no.
He's got that look.
We're not getting a dog. We're not getting a cat.
We always had dogs and cat, and I love, that's the thing. Like, I'm such
I know. I mean, Maybe it's what's made him so good because he realized that, I can't be that type of person.
Well, yeah, because I think the devil tried to snatch you and you said, not today, Satan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Father Craig is there and so is my mom.
Yeah.
This is for you, Arasha. Is there a moment from your childhood that you feel like your mother remembers differently from you?
There is this one story. I hope that you remember this because I really want to hear what you think and I don't think that we've talked about it since then.
Okay.
Listen, I was a bit of a troubled kid in school. Just in the sense of I would be called to the principal's office and stuff a lot. Just not because I was like hurting anybody, but just because I was talking a lot. Oftentimes teachers would get very upset with me and, you know, they would just be like, you know, you were distracting other kids in the class and stuff like that. Uh-huh. That's fine. We had these like agendas.
Okay.
And it was like sort of like a calendar inside of the agenda. Like each day had a little like box. And, you know, teachers would have to sort of like check off every day. Like, oh, you know, they did a good job in school or whatever.
Wow. It's a lot of work for the teachers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Except, you know, my agenda did not have a lot of checks. It would have, you know, she talked a lot today or she was, you know, disruptive.
So you had exes?
I had exes, I had exes. And we had to get our parents' signature every night, like, off of these boxes.
This is wild.
Oh, yeah, yeah, in Texas, man. So I remember I was showing my agenda to my mom, and there were quite a few exes. And my mom said, you know, like, you have to be doing better. Like, you need a good day. If you have another bad day, then I'm going to take you out of gymnastics.
Okay, okay.
You remember this?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Oh, wait. Oh, do you remember this?
No, but like she's talking about me. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Great. So you're proud of your parenting.
I love sitting here.
Great. So, so she was like, if you have another bad day,
and
I'm going to pull you out.
Gymnastics.
I loved gymnastics. Gymnastics was my sport.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, I need to have a good day. I cannot be pulled from gymnastics.
Yeah, of course.
I went to school and I had a very bad day. In fact, I had such a bad day that not only did I have an ex, but my teacher in the box wrote this whole thing that was like, Arash was terrible today. She
How big is that
job.
Box?
Oh, it was a big box.
Oh my God, I was thinking like a tiny calendar box and I was like, huh, they have small pen.
No, it was like each page was like a week. Like we had plenty of space to write.
This teacher kind of had it out for you just
100%.
Okay.
She was targeting. The teacher wrote this whole paragraph about how misbehaved I was. And she was like, and, you know, I better see a signature tomorrow. And so I was like, well, if I show this to my mom, then I'm going to get pulled from gymnastics. So what I did was I took a sticker, a big sticker that said, like, good job. And I put it on top of all the bad things that my teacher said about me. And I brought it home. And I was like, I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to show my mom. And it's like core memory. I remember opening the agenda and showing my mom. And my mom was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so proud of you.
Look at me, poor mom.
She was like, this is so great. Like, good job. So that night, I remember my brother and I were sharing a room. My brother was fast asleep because he didn't have anything to feel guilty
about. Of course, he's like, I'm the perfect son.
I'm the perfect son. Good night.
That's why he's my first friend.
Yeah. Okay.
Whoa, it switched. That's crazy. I'm still your third best friend?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm laying in bed and I am—
riddled with anxiety.
Riddled.
Nightmares.
I am truly like, I'm sitting up, I'm staring at the ceiling. I'm like, I cannot believe that I did that. So I get out of bed. My mom is sitting on the couch and she's watching TV. I start crying and I come out and my mom's like, what's wrong? Like, what's happening? And I just pulled out the agenda and I just peeled back the sticker and I showed my mom. And my mom, she wasn't mad at all. She literally just like gave me a hug and was like, I don't care. I care about the fact that you just owned up. Like, you told me the truth. And regardless of the actions you took before, like, This shows me the kind of person that you are.
Were you a little bit mad?
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
No, not at all?
No.
Did you know?
No, I don't know. And I'm sorry, but I don't remember. But I remember this, like, you know, what? Whenever my kids come to me and say those honestly, I always, always appreciate. I'm not that mother, like, getting mad on them. And that always I want my kids to be like, stay with your ethics, mm-hmm. what I taught them. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And then the next day, I went to gymnastics.
Whoa! You still... And then did you stop talking so much in the rest of the time that you... Or did it continue?
No.
No, I kept talking.
Yeah. You kept talking. You kept debating. Yeah.
Bad days for sure. Yeah, continue. For sure.
But you did gymnastics.
Sure. Yeah, but I was saying, I stayed in gymnastics. Yes. Yeah, my mom was like, gymnastics. You know what? Keep talking. You can do gymnastics.
I love that.
Yes.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. How can I remove from the gymnastic? Because I already paid the money. Okay. So, like, so you know, I said, it's okay.
You know what? And I respect that because that is very my mom. She's like, I'm so mad at you. I already put the deposit down.
I don't want to waste my money.
It's already paid for. The schedule's happening.
Definitely. See, I taught you, right? Be honest. So I'm honest.
Yeah, sure. Okay. You came clean today. Thank you for
that. Were you ever like, I don't want to be, you know, as intense as my dad was? Or is that kind of why you did it? Because you, like, wanted her to find her own way?
As I grew up.
Yeah.
So I told myself, don't be your, a tiger dad.
Okay.
Don't be a tiger mom. Olivia do whatever she wants and whatever make her happy.
Mm.
So, first of all, I've been convinced.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then...
It's very convincing.
And then I say, you know what? If she happy doing that, let her be happy. And I say, proud of you.
It's very
My
sweet.
Mom was not, like, a traditional Chinese mom. Like, she was not a tiger mom at all. She was very chill. Like, I got to sort of do whatever I wanted.
Did you have other friends whose moms were like that?
Yes.
All of them?
All of them.
Okay.
Almost.
Were they, were they like, jealous? Were they jealous of you growing up?
No, because they're like, well, Olivia's not like getting the best grades. So like, they're like, this is sort of probably the reason why, because her mom is so chill with her. But like, I think you were very, very relaxed with me. But she always said you had to try your best. Mm-hmm. Always. For example, at ballet. I don't think this is how my mom would be anymore.
That's the one vision of a tiger mom.
Tiger mom
came out for a second with
Tiger
ballet.
Mom came
As
out.
As they do.
Tiger mom came out for a second, but in a very manipulative way. And not in a way where she's like telling you, like yelling at you.
Convincing
but
way?
She would say, Olivia, I'm not going to go and watch you do ballet because I don't want to see you not be the best in class. She's like, I want you to stand out and be the best. And if you're not, you're wasting my time. I don't want to watch you.
And so did you go to ballet?
Yes. And I tried really hard to be the best.
Were you the best?
No, but I tried really hard. I would try. And that's what matters.
Did your mom, did you ever go see her do ballet?
I watched her so many times.
You watched me a lot, but there were, you know how dance moms are.
So
dance
much.
Moms, the dance moms in studio, they were there like the glass window just staring at their kids. And like, my mom was never doing that. She would drop in a little bit and she'd be like, oh, hey.
Leave. I pick up later.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's just as much pressure as them staring because you
exactly.
knew.
Exactly. Because
my
mom—
She wouldn't come back to pick you up unless you were your best.
Exactly. Exactly. It was rare. It was a rare sighting to see my mom there. And when she was there, I'd be like, oh my God. I'm like, I got to really like—
pressure.
Yeah.
I kind of love— you both are kind of doing the same strategy on each other. Did you notice that?
What?
This like this reverse psychology convincing. Yeah. It's almost like you're kind of half in, half out, but you're in all the way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're kind of doing it as like, well, you know, if you're not the best, I'm not going to be there. It's like, well, mom, hey, 5% goes to this really amazing place. Just so you know.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, well, I want that.
Yeah.
You're kind of both doing that to each other.
But mom, but it's so true. Now I know. I'm like, you always have to take things very seriously.
I'm very serious.
No,
person.
That's what I'm saying. You taught me that I have to take things very seriously.
Do you remember you got first place when you go competition for
yes,
the ballerina?
Yes, always. I always, always
do
first place.
Do you remember
place.
That story?
Never second.
Do you remember the story?
I do remember the story where everyone was like, how did this happen?
Don't yeah. Me. And she got the first place and she said, mom, are you proud of me? I said, I'm really proud of you, but I'm proud of you not because you got the first place. I'm proud of you because you put so much effort on it.
Yes. Many people would argue that I was not deserving of first place.
But they don't know the deal that you guys have.
When it's competition season, I am like, I'm in the living room dancing like
yes.
my ass off 3 hours, like sweating, mm-hmm. trying my hardest because I just really wanted to like show
Yeah,
myself
show her. Show
and
her.
Show the dance moms that they were wrong.
That they were wrong. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They had an assumption about you. And
yeah,
they
and they
not
were wrong.
Right. When Olivia was little, did you assume that they would be a specific way when they got older? Like, were there any personality traits that Olivia showed when she was a kid that you were like, oh, I know what she's going to be like when she gets older?
She is very independent.
And ambitious.
And she's very ambitious. And she might not talk a lot. But she knows what she wants to do.
I might not talk a lot.
I hear her talk all the
Mom,
time.
Mom, I don't shut the hell up.
When you were little, you was very shy.
I was very shy.
Oh, she was very shy.
She was very shy.
Did you assume that she would also be shy when she became an adult?
Be honest with you, I didn't think about it a lot because her dad is not shy. I wasn't shy. So I think she just shy a little bit temporary. She's going to be herself.
So when she wanted to do comedy, you weren't super surprised?
Yeah, Mom, were you surprised that I chose comedy?
Oh, do you remember you have one video when you're eating noodle?
No.
I'm going to show the video.
No. Well, did you think I was always a funny, silly kid?
You're funny kids, but you're not silly.
What?
Wait, tell me about this noodle video because I think it's going to tell me everything I need to
know. I was just eating noodles in a silly way.
No, let me hear it from Christine.
Do you remember?
I was silly. You think I was funny?
You're funny, but you're not
Stop
silly.
Stop it. Don't try to convince her what you were.
That noodle, when you're eating noodle, is you were back to China. Uh-huh. And you guys went out for breakfast. Uh-huh. And she loved eating like a Chinese traditional noodle. She ordered the noodle in Chinese Mandarin, zhang you mian. And the owner looked at her and said, the menu is in the wall. Which one you want? She said, where's the menu?
What?
Because menu in Mandarin in Chinese. She couldn't read.
She couldn't read the menu,
so you didn't know where the menu was.
Yes. Yeah, because the menu, they print it on the wall.
Yep.
And she asked the guy, where's the menu? Do you remember that?
No.
And when they give her noodle, she eating noodle, because noodle is like a long, as Chinese, like a long life.
Okay.
You're eating noodle, and they put your funny face over there. Do you remember that?
No. I think I do remember.
Why do you think she was doing a funny face when she was eating the noodles? To make you guys laugh?
Yeah.
Or to make herself laugh?
She, first of all, she make everyone laugh because she ask, people ask her menu. She said, where's the menu? Everyone laughing. everyone laughing at her. She said, where's the menu? So now she tried to cover herself. So she eating noodle with a funny face.
Oh.
So do you think she was a little bit embarrassed that she asked that? And then she was like, oh, you're right. Yeah. I'm being funny.
Oh, I'm being funny.
Yeah. And you're sending me that video. Do you remember?
I know.
I will show you a video later.
I do have a question. This is just selfish for me. Do you have any advice for me as a new mom? I have a 9-month-old. Any advice?
Oh my God,
I
mom, just and you say, have to see. Yes. I'm sorry, you just have to see this baby.
He's a big
I'm
boy.
Obsessed.
You just have to, what do you say, love them how much you can.
That's good.
Spend time more with them.
Yes.
Yes. And trust them. And just tell them, like, you know, whatever you do, I'm always with you. If you do wrong, right, I'm always on your side. That's it.
That's so sweet.
Yes. Trust them.
What if they need me to bury a body or something like that?
That's okay. Still, you can help them.
Okay.
So if I called you and I said, like, I need to bury a body, you would help me bury it?
Yeah, of course. I'll do that.
Okay. That's something
I know you're not going to do that, but of course.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to do that because she knows you.
I wouldn't do that.
She knows your heart.
Yeah.
And neither would my son.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Hey, we're all locked in.
We're all locked in. 6, 7.
Again, the biggest credit that I have is that she's able to adapt so well.
It took me time, but still I'm growing with them.
Yeah.
I know you, mostly parents, like as Indian parents, we always say like, you know, we are here to like grow our kids here.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say like I'm here to grow with my kids.
Ugh, I love that.
And I'm still growing.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to understand them.
I can see.
Yes.
I can see. And you're doing a really, really good job. I mean, you're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're here on Smosh.
Yes.
And you're doing such a good job.
Thank you.
And she's crushing it. Like, she's so crushing natural
it
is, with it.
Yeah, crushing. You can use that word anytime you want.
Crushing it. You're
can
crushing
I use it at salon?
Of course. Oh, my God.
She was
you can post any picture and just say crushing it anytime you want.
She was joking about it yesterday. She was like, I'm going to go back to the salon. And before I start a haircut, I'm going to say Mark and Slate.
No, Mark, I'm going to ask Slate. My girls to do that before I do haircuts. Hey, just do that.
No, seriously, you were amazing. Thank you so much for being on Assumptions.
Thank you, thank you.
We love you and we love Arasha so much.
And thank you for having me here.
Of course, anytime.
I'm so happy to see you. Thank you.
Here's my last question for you, and this is a very serious question. Do you go by Mom, Mommy, Mamacita, or Mama, or Ellen?
Mom.
Okay.
It's always been
It's mom. Always Mom.
And I remember the first time I came out to California, everyone was like, oh, just call our mom by their first name. I was like, no, man. I'm not doing that.
Because I subbed in their school, so I was Mrs. Agnew. I mean, I'm Wah now, but, you know, so it was kind of, it was formal.
But even that, like, you know, walking around the office, and I'm not saying, like, everyone needs this, but I'm like, everyone be like, oh, Ellen, like, come over here. Yeah. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah. You're like, who is Ellen?
Yeah.
Who the hell is Ellen? That's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Mrs. Mom.
But wow. I'm the same with my mom.
Oh, my mom is, my
I don't
mom
call
is,
her Delia, ever.
My mom's mama. I never call my mom
Your
Cynthia.
Mom's mama?
I call my mom mama, but not to her face, just text.
What's
mom
to her face? Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Or Sin Dog. All right. we love moms. Ellen, thank you so much for being
here. Thank you.
I now understand Spencer way more, and I love him way more because of
you.
Thank you. I'm so glad you got to look.
I know. He talks about you all the time. You're like one of his favorite people in the world, really.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. He doesn't say that enough.
Well,
I will.
I'm saying it.
I mean,
say it every day.
I should.
Thank you.
Now you know.
Now I know. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
you. Smosh loves moms. And we love you, Ellen. You have a home here anytime you want. Anytime. You can come on any games video. I'm giving you that permission. Right, Spencer?
Yes.
Okay.
But mom, do you think I've always been like kind of a weird person?
You know?
Because I think a lot of people think I'm a little weird.
Okay. A lot of people could think you're weird. Like a real person, but in from a mom, you're normal.
I don't think you're weird. I think that's assumption about you. because we're on assumptions. That's what's cool.
Yeah, I love that.
No, but seriously, I don't think you're weird. I think you are, when you're doing something, you're thinking about other things up here while that's happening. So you're like saying something and then other things are occurring, like a whole other thought process. Maybe that's just me.
I think that's just thinking.
You know why people, how people think about you, not you're weird because they're not you. You're not them.
Wow.
That's why you can make people laugh.
Are you learning so much right now?
I'm learning so much about myself. Like, who am I?
Yeah, because your mom is giving like a totally different experience
than
about
mine.
Who you were.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That was incredible. I learned a lot. I felt like I was going through that whole process with you guys. Wow. And you have matching shoes.
We have matching shoes.
So cute. Big heart, little bodies. I love
Spoiled attitude.
Spoiled attitude. You guys are amazing. Christine, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
It's an honor to have you. And you look incredible.
You look incredible.
And so do you, Olivia, every day.
Oh, stop.
Every day. You stop.
You stop.
Okay, that was Parents Week, and I was so lucky to interview three special moms, Spencer's mom, Ellen, we have Arash's mom, Sophie, and we have Olivia's mom, Christine. I'm so lucky. I learned so much. All three very different experiences, but the main takeaway that I will say is that you guys all have decided to reconnect and remember the past and grow together and love each other where you're at, and that is really cool, especially as a new mom. So I better do that with my son. I have to.
You're a great mom.
Great mom.
You're
thanks,
really
guys.
Good mom.
9 months at it. Here we go.
You're a good mom.
Yay. And thanks for joining us for Parents Week. This was so much fun. Bye.
Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.